listener, the quest.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Radio Redux, live from my bedroom, which is also known as the Radio Redux Studio, and the Palace of Love.
No.
What do you mean, no? What do you mean, no?
It's too much information, man.
So you are actually agreeing, in principle.
I'm not gonna even go there.
Well, that rules out the Palace of Love, then, if you're not even going to go there. Right. Anyway, so, I'm Archangel K. This next to me is the delightful Miss Echo Hawk.
Yes, hi.
Showing as much get-go as ever when it comes to the show. It's like, yeah, hi, whatever. I'm here.
You put me on the spot, I turn into a giggly little monstrosity, but you put me at the side and...
Oh, you're what? You're a
co-host.
Yes.
But when I'm doing it by myself, I get all giggly and weird and energetic. Things go badly from there, usually.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, how do you do? It is 13 days till Summer of Sonic. 13 days.
Rock on.
No, not rock on at all. Rock very slowly forward if you have to. There is far too much to do.
There is.
Far, far too much to do.
But we're still doing it anyway.
Just very slowly.
It's at a personal pace, really.
It's at a personal pace, huh?
Would you stop taunting me about the comic?
Yes.
Moving on.
Yes, the comic. It's a continuous battle.
I'm not gonna continue to do good. The show until after Subway Sonic. If you're gonna bring this up, that and football are my two no topic topics. They're non-discussable.
That and football. After last week,
yes. Football show. Yes.
She was so upset after last week, guys. She was actually. She's actually. Properly hurt. You know, it's. There should. Hang on. Wait a minute. I should. Hang on.
Oh, stop.
She was very hurt. And.
I'm gonna leave right now. Get on with it!
And you made her. You go be very upset for the rest of the rest of that particular
that
evening.
That was all 5 minutes in a week.
See, a week. She says so herself. She was so upset by
nobody
you.
Nobody listens to us for the rest of the week, for the most part.
I know. And damn it, a line has to be drawn. So from now on, we're not going to talk about football anymore.
Not gonna what?
Talk about football anymore.
Alright, that's fine. Off the subject of beads, we'll be in Happy Hat.
Yeah, if only, you know the best way of getting off the subject of beads?
Moving on.
Finish the comic. Then we'll be off the subject of beads forevermore.
I'm waiting on you.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, starting the show. A few pieces of music. We had G-I-A-N-T-E-G-G from Billy Hatcher and the Giant Egg, which started the chat room off in a sort of whole direction as to whether or not we'd like a Billy Hatcher sequel, and then it went into how Shadow the Hedgehog wasn't as bad as people make out it to be, and there was general consensus over that, which is quite unusual. But after that we had a request, which was from the DJ, Mr. Dan Dyer Esquire, he of the rude underpants and glow-in-the-dark hat. He wanted by Sir Nuts, Welcome to the Metropolis, which is a Sonic 2 remix. So, why not? There it was for you. Hope you enjoyed it. We've so much to talk about, I don't know where to begin. All that stuff that was covered in the previous show by Dreadnoughts and Rory, so much factual information, I'm not quite sure where it's supposed to start. All the news has been covered, all the, you know, the important events of the time.
Dude, they're so full of it.
They know that. Instantly high because they're still listening in.
That's great. I'll give them a hug and then I'll whap them upside the head for doing things wrong.
Yeah, they're them.
Yeah, I know.
The world of reality means nothing to these people.
Well, then we think on the same level. But I'm still going to beat them up, probably.
Excellent. The Americans are coming to Summer of Sonic to beat up the co-creators. Yeah. Fight to the death.
Fight to the death? I wasn't saying anything about death, okay? This was just a
So I'm trying to reduce the amount of people coming to the wedding, and I think if you kill off a few of them, it might help.
Nice. Nice. Well, they haven't even sent their confirmation.
I'm not sure they got it yet, actually.
I don't know.
There's a few people I'm not sure whether or not they've actually got it. They got it, man. They got it. Anyway, there's quite a few people listening in, believe it or not.
Well, all of some from Spillover and some come on just because. So, yeah.
Someone wants a recap. They went around for the Sonic Hour. So I'll give you a recap. A recap of the Sonic Hour. Okay.
Between the loads of...
Hello, Roris. Suck, Dread. But I'm back and I'm king. Hello, Roris. Oh, look, a cloud. The end! There we go! That's
yeah,
it!
Yeah, they did say a few things, like, I think they were discussing, like, a little bit pre-convention get-together for some people, but
yeah,
they didn't really...
The Almighty...
They're not very specific.
They brought back Wong Watch.
Wong Watch, yeah.
Yes, which isn't anything rude. It's just
exactly.
a daily update on the life of Elson Darkspeed's Wong. Because, you know, he is the star.
Uh-huh.
He is the star of Australia. He is the darling of Australia. People name koalas after him. You know, this is how important a cultural icon he is.
Yanni.
So, the chat room then. In reverse order, we have Spondy, who has a throat and he's clearing, apparently. We have the DJ.
The DJ.
Ofart, Turbo, Trigon, Trips, Tiki, T-Bird, who's just come back from his dinner. I hope it was nice. STK, Staff, Sonic AD, Shades, Ringtail Fox, the Rico Kid, who is sleeping, apparently. Wake up! Wake up, you snoozing son of a bitch.
Hey, he sleeps more than I do. Shut up!
Moving on! Project Phoenix, who has a hyphen this week. I know it. It doesn't normally have a hyphen. Miles Prower, who has an underscore. Kitsune, Gavi, Foxboy Away, which does sound like some kind of superhero shout, doesn't it? Foxboy Away! Fire in the Hole, Fang Sniper, D'Artagnan, Mr. Rolkinook, Rolkin, MK, Birdie, Biafra, Joshu, Dreadnax, and Shanbot, who will remain anonymous. Anony Minnie Mouse. So, what exactly have you been up to this week, Echo? As a question. I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm asking you for the purposes of the show, the progression of the show, what you've been up to this week.
All right, I have personally been up to. Well, we had shopping come in this week. That was exciting. We also had some mail come in, which I was not able to answer.
She opened the curtains at one point.
What
other stuff?
What? I've been working.
People can guess that mail comes! That's what the mail is
I don't have an interesting lifestyle. I work on beads and sometimes I draw, but I never draw anything I actually.
Your hair is somehow embedded in mine again. How the hell has that happened?
You stole my pillow last night. I go with that.
I stole your pillow?
Yes, you did. You swapped them, literally. I watched you do it subconsciously. It was brilliant.
It might have been my one originally then.
Well,
I got mixed up at some point.
Sure.
Who knows? Chambot is the stick, or is the stick the Chambot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some say.
But yeah, no, nothing too fancy. I mean, I'm playing through Unleashed now, so slowly but surely I'm kind of crawling through it. And much to AAUK's dismay sometimes at my...
I had to save you from yourself at a couple of occasions, but no, you're a better Werehog player than me, so...
Well, I'm a better Werehog, but you're a better Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, oh well.
Which makes sense, it balances out.
Well, it makes sense that the furrier one you're better at.
Woohoo! I'm okay with that.
Uh-huh.
I'm comfortable with that. Are you? Are you so...
Oh, what? Do you like the fur?
What's wrong with fur?
Nothing. Anyway. Interesting week for me. I'm surprised there was this thing called Summer of Sonic that's coming up.
I heard about that. I'm not surprised.
Although I also heard that quite a few, that no one's going to go to it.
Really?
And they were going to go on the pub call with me instead.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
I could be wrong on that. It's happened before.
Right.
But, yes. Basically doing a lot of work towards that. Couple of very, very late nights.
Two weeks still?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying.
13 days.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's one of your numbers to add into the...
I'll have to work on
the equation.
Well, I had a good equation, don't worry about it. Yeah. If I go with...
You had a good equation.
No, I still have it. It's not run out of time, so it's all good. It's fine.
I think it's about 3 a day you've got to do now.
No, I'm probably going to go for more than that. Just to get it done early. Good lord.
Two pumps first for that answer. Anyway.
Noob.
Who are you calling a noob?
Noob!
Who's done the majority of the bloody game for this last couple of days?
Who's been... Say again?
Who's done the majority of the frames last couple of days?
I have! That's right! You've done like 2 out of the whole freaking thing.
3 actually.
Now 3.
Mm-hmm. Seriously though.
Anyway, what did we say we weren't going to talk about? Come on. There's got to be
football. We're not talking about football.
I said beads as well. Oh my god. Freak out.
Freak out.
Moving on.
Anyway. But yeah, lots of stuff to do. Lots of horrible, boring financial stuff to do. No.
Nobody
wants to know what...
What?
D'Artagnan has gone off his head.
I don't think we have a proper answering machine.
We don't have an answering machine at all. I'm not sure what he's talking about.
Well, I mean, you have an orange answer phone on your mobile, but that's it. And even so, you can't really do much with that. Nobody knows.
I just realized what he's referring to up above. Anyway, so there's lots of stuff to do, there's a couple of financial bits to do, major headaches. All the characters are done now for The wall.
Do we have our merch ready to go?
The merch is kind of ready to go. I will have to start transporting some bits of it to Sega.
Woot!
So that it can be transported on the Friday. The item is currently being... printed, I think, /hope, or there'll be a...
The item.
I'm not actually really said what it is.
Oh, I know, it's the super secret thing.
Okay,
I didn't know it wasn't even created.
It's the super secret, approved by Sonic Team Fang.
Interesting.
And that didn't take any effort at all, honest. Sigh.
Confused. Is this a new super secret thing? Because we had a previous super secret thing.
There was a super secret thing that I showed you the preview of. Or a brief preview of.
Right. So they haven't even made that yet.
No, we had to go for approval process.
Ah, okay.
They had to approve the super secret thing so we could have the super secret thing, but then they got to approve it before we can print the super secret thing so we can give out the super secret thing at Summer Sonic.
Is it going to be like covered and then at some point you're going to be like, there it is, and everybody's going to gasp and fall over?
What, the super secret thing?
Yes.
No, people won't fall over the super secret thing. You can't possibly fall over the super... You might trip over it.
If it was
sandwiched between a couple of bricks or something and then sort of stuck upward. You could trip over the super secret thing.
Just blown over by the sheer super secret needs.
I will do a blog or something with a photo of the super secret thing.
After?
No, beforehand.
Oh, Oh, so you're not, it's not going to be the super secret thing by the time Summer of Sonic is.
More than that, well, it was always planned that I would show what the super secret thing was. So what was the super secret
thing? It's not a ready sticker, we can assure you, it's actually pretty impressive.
Yeah. Super secret thing. Yeah, if you stick up a sticker between two bricks, you could trip over it. So long as you make contact with the bricks.
Yes, clearly. Good job.
Alright. No, it's, yeah. A lot of work getting stuff approved into the thing. But then hopefully we'll reveal that soon. Hopefully, we may be revealing possibly more guests soon, depending on how things go.
See, now they're guessing. They want us to give it away.
But is it? Yeah, it's an expansion pack for Sega or something for the PC. Yeah, but I'm going to give you an expansion pack to a game that's not out yet. It's a pity, actually, because at one point there was going to be a extra super secret thing.
Oh, I see.
That people would be able to get at Summer of Sonic. A super secret thing so secret that nobody apart from me knows what the super secret thing was.
That's saying something.
Yeah, nobody knew.
There's a couple of super secret things flying about a
little bit. Spondy says a second sticker, and yeah he's completely right.
Clearly, he dogged us on that one. Date on.
But, I mean, what else happened with the week? The wax? The wax. Yes, I had a wax, yes. I waxed legs, you know, nice and smooth, aerodynamics. No, not that at all. The Wax, who is obviously the head of Sonic Paradox, and you must have know about Sonic Paradox,
because
I'm sure all of you guys have seen at one stage or another the Sonic shorts, and the guys from there have actually, we're going to have at SOS the Sonic shorts 5 or 6, I can't remember which one it is, one's coming up.
Six.
We're going to be showing shorts of that.
Oh, but not all of them.
No, not all of them, because I said no. Yes, the Wax, yes, the Flash people. We're going to be showing Sonic shorts before they go on online,
you'll
on Newgrounds, etc. You will see the new, some of the new Sonic shorts at, STK says it's volume 6, which is what I thought it was right in the first place. So, yeah, the Sonic shorts, some of the Sonic shorts, you will see them first. Spondy wants a sticker.
Okay.
I will get a sticker made just for you, okay? I will print out the SOS logo on a sticker and I'll send it to you.
Can it be a stamp, though?
Be a stamp.
That'd be interesting. I'll use stamp collectors. I don't know. Crazy collectors.
But yes, so they'll be there. Not only that, a couple of the guys from the Sonic shorts have got in contact with me, and they want to do special cartoons just for SOS.
Rock on.
And I've said yes in principle to one of them, which will probably act as the intro, actually, before Dreadnux and myself come on stage and go, woo, aren't we fantastic? Worship us. No, wait, that's the wrong speech. That's afterwards. Worship us now.
Right.
It's not stickers. Stop asking for stickers. I didn't go for his bloody work getting stuff approved so you can have a freaking sticker. If you want a sticker so much, look, the Summer Sonic logo is on the Summer Sonic website. Copy it, paste it into a Word document, then you get a stick of A4 stickers and just go print. Awesome source. But yeah, the special special introduction, Welcome to Summer Sonic animation, is... I've okayed it, as long as it's okay. In that, obviously, the content and stuff. Although I was sent a script through for it. And it's awesome. So we've got that coming along. We've got the Red Hedgy. Still need to... Well, the Red Hedgy, which we might have to make a slight edit to... if I need to speak to Alex about properly. But yeah, we've got the next Red Hedgehog video going on. There's a quiz. There's the cosplay stuff going up. Of course, I've got to get all the super secret stuff actually down to the event on the day. So I've got at some point down the road, I've got to get everything organised together.
Just put it in a thing of rubbish. Nobody will bother you.
Well, no, there's a big transit van that's got to pick up.
It's got to pick up
a vast array of stuff. I think the furniture is sorted now, but it's kind of crazy. Got to do more than people think. More than even people in the staff room think.
Well, you still... They're encouraged just to enjoy the event.
Yes, that's the point.
How much good work you all do, and give you a nice pat on the back until you're bloody and bruised because you get so many pats on the back.
don't pat me on the back at the moment, guys, please.
No, not right now, but I mean...
I'm in a heck of a lot of pain, so please don't. Tripp says we should go with the idea of the World Adventure Theme being planned as you open the doors. I didn't realise Tripp was deciding.
No, that was something on the Sonic Hour they were
saying. Yeah, they were saying that.
That's a load, but, I mean, you'd get so sick of that tune if you were standing at the door. Just imagine, every time you open it, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No.
I think when we open the door we should have the, was it the Continue music? Is it the Continue jingle?
I have no idea. I'm only coming up with the...
Gabby says about the Sega lip balm.
Oh, good lord. Even like all the odd trinkets that have ever been created by Sega.
I will add some Sega lip balm to the thing, because I actually haven't yet.
I think I forgot my Sega lip balm in the States. The sob. That was
I'll get you another Sega lip balm, for God's sake. There's a bag full of the bloody things in my... My little filing cabinet next to my desk at work is an absolute disgrace, because it's got bits of merchandise on the side. But all the stuff to give away, because we've run out of space in the cupboard, is now under my desk or on my desk. It's literally, I'm surrounded by crap to do with Sega and Sonic. It's like drowning in stuff. Like there's a column of advertising cube next to it. If someone knocks it one day, I'm actually going to get buried alive under them, and possibly crushed to death under the weight of advertising, you know, cubes.
Workers' comp.
Earth Up, there's none of those as yet, but give me a chance and I will have some made.
No.
But here's the thing. Do you take it? If you take it out of the wrapper, you lose the market value. So do you use it or do you not use it? Do you use it and be cool, or you have the retail value?
Cool.
You can't exactly sell it once you use it on after the thing. You know, it's bad. If you don't know what if you can't guess what Earth Up suggested, then you're too young, and ask your parents. That's no good.
Yeah, you should just burden that, like, the Lord knows how many juveniles.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right, it's time to have some music. It's going to be a semi-longish show, because we've been chatting for bloody ages.
Yeah, we haven't done
anything. Yes.
Well, I mean, we went over some of the stuff.
And Sonic Hour was late, of course.
Yes, by 10 minutes.
Late. Again. It was late.
Yes.
What can we have? Dum dee dee dum dee 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 dum.
Play something.
Oh, something.
Hmm.
I don't know. It could be anything, really, couldn't it?
Yep. Pretty much.
Anything else? Well, it was. Speaking of news, of course, in America. In America. America the beautiful.
That's a huge.
All rise for the American national anthem.
Sheesh. All right.
As played by a midget with a harmonica. It was the 20th anniversary of the Sega Genesis. Known as obviously the Mega Drive in everywhere else in the world, actually.
Yep.
Just you.
Genesis.
Mega Drive.
Cool.
Mega Drive.
It's biblical. My mother would have bought it, except she gave us a SNES. Because she's...
Yeah. SNES 316, since I just whooped your ass.
It's not my fault. I snuck over to my friend's house to play Sonic back in the day, man.
Sega Genesis was 20 years old on Friday, which is crazy talk. It won't be 20th anniversary in Europe until next year sometime.
Well, that's because, you know, Europe release dates are kind of crap.
Mm-hmm. You ain't never had it so good. Oh, except for the record deficit in your budget.
whose budget is that now? I don't believe that's my budget anymore.
Oh, I said pass the buck very well.
Hey, all right. I gotta play my cards.
As such, we'll have some classic Sonic. Sonic and Knuckles, crikey, that must be coming out soon-ish. at some point or the other. Let's have... Actually, because I was playing Sonic 3 earlier. I wasn't failing at all.
I don't know. I never care much for the retro games as much as I hate to say it. Very much.
Is it Hydrosity Zone?
I think so, yeah. No, it was... The one that really was pissing you off was, I think... No, something was, Garden?
Yeah.
Marble Garden.
Marble Garden was pissing me off. But I sort of... Hydrosity Zone, I just ended up having much love for it by the end of the game.
Oh, you mean after because, Tails has stolen all of your air bubbles?
Yeah, there was just, that was really annoying. Just like... Yeah, it's okay, I'm under the thing, I'm getting the bubble, it's like, what, Tails, you're fucking immortal! you do not need air. Just die. It's just, it stole my air bubble, and I died, son of a bitch, and I was a great point score and everything. Anyway, enough of that. Bastard fox. Right. Kick ass! No, but in all seriousness, playing Hydrosity Zone for like the first time really consistently and concertedly, I loved Hydrosity Zone's design. Absolutely loved the level design for it. So we'll have some of that. Of Act 1 of that. There we might as well have Marble Garden as well. Because I can't hold it against the music. Much I'd like to. It was marble. It's just two R's, idiot. Marble. Marble.
Actually, it's my favorite day coming up soon.
September 19th is on a Saturday this year, which I'm slightly annoyed by. I'm annoyed it's on the weekend.
Why?
Because I would have so just sat on the Sega Twitter all day and just pretended to be Pirate Sega. The Sega Pirate all day. It would have been absolutely awesome. Anyway, two Sonic 3 tracks up for you now. Hydrosity Zone Act 1 and Marble Garden Zone Act 2. We'll be back later with some more chat. And stuff. Dreadnux 1 has joined the story. Dreadnux 1 has quit. Dreadnux has quit. Dreadnux has just quit 2 times in a couple of seconds. No Knuckle Duster, we have that all the time. Anyway, here's those tracks, and I'll be back with you shortly. And we're back. Hi.
Hello.
Anyway, time for some questions and answers, answers and questions, questions and answers, answers and questions, answers and questions, questions and answers within Q&A UK. Andy H.
No?
Yeah. That's all you got, huh? You know, I think I'm going to replace you with a puppet. It'd be a lot more fun. There we go. Right, have a seat.
Yeah.
Well, you're going, you're the one who's sitting on me. Anyway. Questions and answers, answers and questions with Q&A UK plus Echo Hawk. Anyway. Starting from the first one, which is probably the best place to start. You'd have thought.
Right.
Yeah. Is Joiner of Sonic Fans. Hello, Joiner. How are you? Speak up, we can't hear you. If either of you had gotten your hand on some rare metal, real or fictional, it doesn't matter, what would it be and what would you use it for? Are you okay to answer first? I would have got my hands on some Mighty Perplex, which is a great, fantastic metal, which you can use to craft an impenetrable shield around you. It's see-through, so they'll be able to see you and they'll just whack into it, your opponents. And not only that, it will confuse them as well.
Sounds a bit overpowered.
My metal? Think up your own. Speaking of, think up your own.
I'd probably just go with something like gold and get, like, money. You know.
Gold's not that rare.
I'm not saying it has to be rare, but if I had a bunch.
Yeah, but the question is that it has to be rare.
It's a rare metal. It's not. It's.
There's gold in pretty much everything.
Well, what? Are you going for, like, mithril or some crazy ass shit like that? What?
Actually, that mithril filled teeth.
Are you kidding? Okay, I have no idea what's a rare metal then.
No, I'm just thinking, actually. You have gold fillings, right?
Right.
So why don't you have mithril fillings?
Dang. I don't know, because probably it would react badly with the organic nature of the tooth.
And it would multiply, and your entire face would be something.
No, it would decay the tooth.
It'd be like the inverse of the Matrix, all of a sudden.
It comes out.
It comes out and covers you on the outside from within.
Already, no. This isn't the Terminator. Yeah, I'm sure they appreciate that. Oh, would you stop and just go on with it?
You are caught in a gale. As before with the rainstorm, because you're luck in brackets, you only have a couple of items on hand, a stop sign holstered at your waist like a sword.
What?
What? What kind of stop sign? Is it American one or what? Because you heard from your computer there was a good chance of a 10-foot mutant crows could start swarming Happy Couples Day. And a Ryan show comprised of compacted dirt, cheese and Honey Nut Cheerios for some reason. Oh, and each other, of course. But can you really fight off 10-foot crows? Actually, this ties back into Billy Hatcher, where the big boss is essentially a 10-foot crow. So it does actually work out pretty well, surprisingly. Anyway, which is more suitable for defending yourself against the windstorm, however? And it's you to answer first.
Frankly, I'd ignore the windstorm because I'd be a little bit more concerned about 10
feet. Weren't we in some kind of cave or something before?
I forget.
I'm pretty certain we were held up somewhere, or holed up somewhere in some kind of domain. We'd just stay there, wouldn't go out.
Exactly, yeah. We'd be rocking like that.
Defend ourselves against the windstorm.
Although, now you say, of course, then the stop sign as a sword. You know what you're thinking. 10-foot crows. I mean, come on.
Well, no, you just make a 5-foot long bow and just use it as an arrow. And you just go boing, and then.
Yeah, I don't think that would work so much because I don't think you'd have the physical dexterity to do that without a crank. What?
I'm just thinking I've pretty much got a crank. She'll figure it out eventually, folks. What actually happened What actually happens to the Q&A questions after you answer them? Because I know Blake simply deleting them is too simple of an answer. There's something else going on, I can feel it, especially since you have that tally up there now. Yeah, actually, we send off the questions in a box to Africa. Because there are radio shows in Africa that need your help and need your questions. And just because something's, you know, it's been used and its purpose served over in this country, people in the developing world, to them, it could be very useful. So that's what happens to your questions.
That's such a load.
Of questions, yeah. Admittedly, you could help them, you know, develop a podcast of their own.
Mm-hmm. But that would require. But that
would require just for £1 a month, you could supply a African podcast show with questions of their very own. So they don't have to feel the need to have secondhand questions of other podcast shows.
Right. Anyway,
Teleku says, "If Knuckle to me, since I coined the term Satsa,
apparently you did.
I did actually. If Knuckles equals Sinbad in Satsa, which is Sonic and the Secret Rings, if you don't know, then Shara equals who? She's the genie of the ring.
Yeah, and they're trying to say in Satsa." Is there a genie of the ring in Satsa?
Well, Shara's only in Satsa, and that's her role. She's the genie of the ring.
Oh.
Shara is the genie of the ring. This is not another character that's come in.
Right, she's not an actual character from the actual stories.
The genie of the ring is from the story, and her name is based on Scheherazade, who is the woman who supposedly came up with the 1001 Tales.
Ah, I see, but yeah, that's just, yeah.
So Shara is the genie of the ring, that is what Shara is. I think we need another list for questions relating to old Zelda games on the tally.
Mm-hmm.
Echo, since she knows Triforce of the Gods, as it's known in Neon, did you know that Aghanim, from A Link to the Past, is possibly a Twilight?
Twilight, yeah.
Did you know that?
Not really, but I don't think about these things too in depth.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm more of a kind of Sonic fan. So. Am I gonna ask? Yeah, that's, thank God for that.
That's a shame it's not there. Alright, Echo, did you know there's a glitch in the GBA version of A Link to the Past where you can walk through walls, getting through the Four Sword Temple easily?
See, I've got a question for you. Why do you keep asking, do I know these things? Because yes, the question, the answer is very simple. It's either yes or no, but the most likelihood is going to be no. And if you want me to establish a reason why, well, you're just asking for it. Could we stop asking, do I know this?
Teleku, did you know that I had a ham and brie cheese sandwich for lunch?
All right, there you have it.
Next question for me, is it?
Yeah. Hey, UK, are you one of the many people who is fucking annoyed with Tingle, which is the obvious little green wannabe fairy person fella thing?
Tingle, Tingle, Kalu Limpa, will you bugger off?
What, so you are sick of him?
He served his purpose.
That's true.
He has served a purpose now, hasn't he? Hey, he got his own spin-off game, you know, so there must be somebody liked him.
Yeah, pretty much. They do that with all the weirder characters. What does Jay want?
Oh, I think Jay's gonna tell me this is quite a thing for do you knows. I think Blake Draco has added a tally for questions about Link and Zelda now.
Oh lordy. Goodness. Next one is just Trips.
Trips asks, What, okay, what can you tell us about Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing? Well, it's essentially a Superstars game based on racing involving Sonic and Sega characters. Sonic is involved in it, as is Amigo from Samba de Amigo and II from Super Monkey Ball. Incidentally, have you seen the new Super Monkey Ball trailer for Super Monkey Ball Step and Roll? I suggest you go and view it immediately on youtube.com/SegaEurope. Who else involved? Dr. Eggman's involved, most certainly. We've seen on screenshots that Shadow is involved, and Big the Cat is involved, and Amy Rose is involved. We know there is a Sonic level based on sort of a combination of what appears to be sort of Green Hill and
Seaside
Hill. That was the one I couldn't think of. Whenever I think of Seaside Hill, I think Emerald Coast, which is completely V'ger's fault. It's completely V'ger's fault, and totally shows that he's got some nice urban marketing going on there that's been very successful. Actually, did you see Joyner's found the next rank on Inferior Online? He's found Baronet of Blaze. He's up to there now.
Oh.
Crazy. So there's that involved. We know there is also a course based on Billy based on Billy Hatcher.
This is a very odd question.
Mm-hmm.
210 episode 210, excuse me, of the SBO and Echo show, when you were singing Sonic Heroes, did you realize how good you were?
Actually, I think we did kind of, we sang Sonic Heroes, I wasn't there.
No, but I mean, we had...
Hang on, did you do a show with Espio?
You didn't see that?
No.
You didn't see that?
If I remember the time correctly, that was about the same time I was mysteriously in hospital with something, so I wouldn't know. Get the chameleon.
Get the chameleon.
Oi!
Well, it was very off the cuff, but I thought it was well done for the most part.
Oi!
Oh,
you!
Now he's gonna go.
Hey! You gonna come up here or not? Well, I don't know what else to play. No, you come up here now. We're gonna explain this. Alright, come up here.
Oh, great. He's gone and called him up.
What?
Or he's going to beat him up, I can't tell.
What is it? Oh, hi.
Hi.
Are you doing a show?
Yes, we are doing a show.
Oh. What's up with him? He seemed a bit annoyed.
Yeah, he didn't know about the show he did way back, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd imagine he'd be pretty pissed about that.
Yeah.
Are you doing the questions? Oh, cool.
Yeah. And the next one's for him, so he'll have to go call him back
up. This one?
Yes, that's the next one.
Oh, right. When we sung Sonic Heroes. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I remember that now.
Yep.
Cool. I didn't think I was that good myself. But then again, I've got quite a high
standards.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, I know there was more in the tank on that day that could have, you know, gone off. I remember my throat was a bit sore though, to recall.
Yep.
But it's probably all the traveling that I did to get down there. But needless to say, you know, hey, you think it was good trips, thank you very much. Who knows, maybe one day we'll sing again.
Maybe.
I'm gonna get out of here before he comes back.
Yeah, you probably should.
He looked pretty steamed.
Yeah, that's him on an average day.
An average day, huh?
Yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, how the hell do you put up with that?
I just kinda play my game.
I'm gonna go raid your fridge, is that okay?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Okay.
Alright.
I think he's coming back, right?
Yep, go on, go,
bye,
get
everyone.
Out of there.
Bye,
SBO. Bye. Always
yeah,
good to have him back.
I'm going. Yeah. He's a good for nothing son of a bitch. I heard that.
Well, you know.
Mostly you stole my seats, Roland.
That's not my fault.
I get the chameleon, you steal my seats.
Good lord.
Yeah. Everyone's wondering what the hell's going on there.
Probably. Read the fridge. Yeah, yeah.
AUK should be a playable character.
Oh, God. No one should play me. I'd be rubbish at everything.
Be a king of rock and roll. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay.
People are going crazy. SMX asks, who would win the fight, Blaze or Fire Mario? Well, Blaze can control fire.
Yeah.
So we should just suck all the fire off Mario and just cook the bastard. It'd be easy. Easy peas. Anyway.
It's cooking Italian, that's how you do it.
Why did you insult my ancestors so? What, pirates? What did pirates ever do to you? What did pirates ever do to me? I don't know. What did pirates ever do to us? I don't know. They raped and pillaged.
Well, that's what they do.
To Echo, is there a slight affair going on with you and Espio?
I'm not saying anything. Alright? It's not what you think, man. Okay, there's nothing there. It's totally...
Why did you ask him about how long his tongue was the other day?
That was factual. That was factual gathering, okay? That was all.
We may need to take a music break here, but we have a discussion. You will have a talk. It makes us Echo, are you blonde?
Yes! Yes! Holy I am dirty blonde.
You're not really blonde. You're it's a blondie chestnut or something.
It's called a dirty blonde, which is the brown and blonde hair mixed together because my mother is it practically like a bleach blonde and my father is a dark haired person with brown hair. I was somewhere in the middle, as was my brother.
Thanks, Sniper asks, is there an afterburner level? And if I knew, I wouldn't be able to tell you, even if I did know, and I don't know.
Would everyone stop asking him if he knows extra stuff? Because even if he told me, I wouldn't tell anyone, and even if he knew, he wouldn't tell anyone. So, yeah. It's kind of like that. It's just, you know, you don't want him to get kicked out. We don't want to lose our connection to
see. Well, SDK asks, so you're with your honey, and you're making out when the phone rings. You answer it, and the voice is, what are you doing with my daughter? You tell your girl, and she says, my dad is dead. Then who was phone? I don't know, somebody could bloody type.
Probably somebody who just got bored, one of our friends. It wouldn't surprise me too much. I've got some crazy ones.
It's Kang from The Simpsons, from that Treehouse of Horror episode.
Yeah. Music break?
No, we got some stuff to do. What's Blake saying about? Blake says she's a dirty, dirty blonde.
Oh my God, you all are so awful.
Blake is dead.
Blake is not dead. Well, he's dead for other reasons, but not that one. He just might get his body.
He's dead, Jim. His body beaten. Okay, in Radio Vix episode 421, The Vicar Show, what made you think I married Dreadnoks' sister? Oh, how soon we forget! To both of us, what's our opinion of Sonic 06 Next Gen?
It's okay. It's very pretty, but the playability's kind of so-so. I kind of wish...
People should probably remember it for the music and the graphics.
Yes, I agree with that.
And the step up in both of those. Because I think people forget just how good the Sonic 06 soundtrack was.
Oh, yeah.
It was absolutely amazing.
I leave it at that and move on.
Trips also asks, what do we do in the music breaks? I think it's time for a music break.
You said that like 2 minutes ago.
No, you said that 2 minutes ago, actually.
You said that.
Oh
my God, you're gonna hurt for that.
No, it's time for some Eggman. Because Gavi asks for Eggman.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. So, it's the Eggman. 322, can we have something short on the end of that? We were talking about Secret Rings earlier, weren't we?
Yep.
Seems a good excuse to have secret rings then.
Yeah.
And we were talking about pirates as well, so we'll have no way through for Pirate Storm.
Rock
it up. All works, you see.
That's all relative.
That's all relative, indeed. So, yeah, we'll have those two, and we'll be back after these non-messages. Whatever the case may be. And I'm back. Last couple of questions, then we'll have another big musicy thing to round off the day. Because I don't think anyone else is on after us. I think, don't know, actually. I honestly don't know if anyone's on after us or not. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Didn't somebody have a question up here at some point? Mm. I don't know. Earthbot demands that I bring glory back to pirates. Dude, if Johnny Depp can't do it, what the hell makes you think I can?
Give you that.
Earthbot says something very heavy again, and that worries me sometimes when he says things like that.
Heavy, dude.
Dude, that's like so totally bomb. Yuri asks to both of us, please allow me to get to the toilets and put my wig on before you hug me at SOS09.
No, we don't have to answer this because we can just PM her the answer.
No, we'll answer it. And the answer is, well, I'm not going to be on the door, and neither are you, I think.
Nope, I don't.
So we won't know. So you'll have to, it's more like, we're not going to come and hunt you down, you'll have to come and hunt us down. Yep. Admittedly, I won't take much hunting. So I'll be like the one on the stage
although, if you know where to look, which is at least 1 foot below everybody else's, then you'll probably...
Just keep an ear out and listen for the American.
Shut up. I am not that American. Shut up.
You were complaining the other day that you wanted corn dogs and you couldn't get them.
That's true.
And then you wanted me to go out and get some flour so you can make some pancakes.
That's also true. Which is a breakfast item, not a dessert. What?
I have one more bit of questions. We have fire in the holes questions, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Can you convince my mum to go to SOS even though we have a tight budget and that...
It's free.
We can't go... Yeah, no, but the transport down there. I'm not sure where fire in the hole is.
Mm-hmm.
Fire in the hole. PM me where you... Fire in the hole's still in there. Yeah, fire in the hole. You're in the chat. Can you PM me where you're from?
What a line. That's a great line.
SMX says Muppets brought glory to pirates. which actually, I suppose they did. We've got cabin fever. Last one since we had. We cabin fever. We're all going mad. Oh, God.
Yeah, that might be a bit much.
Yeah, that might be a bit much. Fire in the hole. I'm not gonna try and convince people to come from as far away as would have to come from.
So
you may have to miss out, I'm afraid, fire in the hole. But you know, it's not like there won't be one next year, because there most likely will be. At some point I'll try and bring one to the US. Along with Dreadnox and Sega America.
Eventually, someday.
But please be aware, if Sega America got involved in it, then they'd do Sega America things. And you all know what I mean by that.
Generally cock things up and drive you batty?
No, they'd probably treat it with as much sensitivity, as the opposite of what Sega Europe treats it with sensitivity. The thing with SOS US, you know, it would need me,
mm-hmm.
and it would need at least Sven's input,
mm-hmm.
but it would need me because I'm not letting it. I'm not. There's nobody at SOA, to be honest, I really trust with SOS.
Rock on.
At the moment, anyway. Hopefully, mm-hmm. that situation will change. And it was something that takes so much organisational time, and you know. I'd have to go to America probably 3 times just to deal with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's a massive expense, and it would be a whole new legal razzmatazz, and you know, something's still in progress. But eventually, there is enough demand for STK. There is enough demand for it to justify it.
Unfortunately, you can only pick one side of the country and never the middle. So, it'd either be New York or Cali.
Question 2. Can we change QNAUKH to QNAUK and EHNFITH and DKNRB and EITW? And the answer is Yes, but we'll change. We'll just we'll shorten it a little bit so it's more manageable to Q&A UKEH. Question 3. Which one of you is more insane?
Your turn. Answer it.
The imaginary, my imaginary twin brother who lives in my shoe is more insane than I am.
Right. It's a... Shut up.
But Echo, pie or cake?
Depends. Because if it's carrot cake, I won't eat it. And if it's
Is it really? What do you carrot cake?
Well, because it's carrots. I don't like.
You had carrot cake earlier.
That was mixed with something else and it had frosting on it.
Orange.
That's why!
Carrot cake normally does have frosting on it.
Yeah, but it also has.
Yeah,
orange.
But the frosting's.
It had orange!
The frosting is approximately, what, 2% of the cake.
I don't like it as much if it's just carrot
cake. You just have this thing against carrots.
I don't do well with carrots.
You don't do well with carrots?
Raw carrots, fine. Cooked carrots, cake carrots.
Crazy.
But if
you're just confirming that you're the more insane one because you have a problem with carrots.
I have a problem with a lot of things.
They're
man.
Cooked.
That's not insanity. That is not insanity. That is specific.
Dementia.
That is specific taste and the fact that I dream a lot more lucidly and the fact that I draw and create and write and destroy and move about and do generally more insane things probably would be more evidence to support my
For AUK, which is the second best video game company ever? Sega being number one.
That's a load.
I wouldn't put Sega number one for a start, no. Nintendo, Sony, Microsoft, Atari, Sega, or other? What, so Sega's also number two? Sega will also be number two, apparently.
Okay.
For all that Sony has done, I think it's Nintendo 1 and Sega 2, actually. Because for the sheer amount of characters and things that they're responsible for, both of them.
Well,
you've got to give the edge to Nintendo, simply because technically they're still there in that capacity.
That, and they were kind of near the beginning of more of the developmental console games, as opposed to Atari, which, yes, did technically
stuff. Atari were the first ones to bridge the gap between the console as a gaming platform and as a professional home outlet.
Right.
Atari is very important.
Atari is also responsible for a lot of...
In the development of things like... I mean, a lot of the stuff on the likes of the 360 and things, and the Xbox before it, a lot of that has very direct roots in stuff that was established and honed and perfected by Atari.
Right.
But I would actually say Nintendo 1, Sega 2... Plymouth Argyle 6.
Thanks, everyone. So loving. Just confirming the real truth.
Everyone else says Nintendo sucks. Rah rah. Echo, have you had the steak and kidney pie yet? Earthart says. If not, please ask Kip to get you one and a dandelion and burdock. She's drinking dandelion and burdock now.
Yes, and I had a steak and kidney pie a couple of days ago, and I had most of it by myself.
Yes, I cooked it for her, and it vanished.
Well, most of it.
Also, bear in mind, no creative person has ever been sane.
Woohoo! That means you're insane with me. Yay!
Yeah, but I'm not creative.
Yes, you are. Don't start. You're such a pain in the butt.
No, sorry about the flower in the hole, but unfortunately, it's highly unlikely.
That line. Echo, are you blonde? Yes.
AK, do you know how to do a barrel roll?
Press Z or C twice.
And the answer is press A to slide.
Nah.
Through tight spaces.
Nah.
Yeah, I think that's all for the show.
Oh.
It's a very, very good place to stop. We'll have some more music to send us on our way. We're going to have some nice kick-ass music. Oh, hell yeah. And that's going to be Panic Control by Psychosonic, and then we're going to follow that with Drowning Pool with Sinner from the album of the same name. I've been Archange UK. This has been Echo Hawk.
Thanks, I saw what you did there. You almost forgot.
Yeah.
Whee!
I remember the happy days.
Shut up. Oh, don't even start. Don't want to hear it. I'm done. Good night.
You walk away again. This only proves what I was saying. I didn't say run. You failed listening. Again. We didn't come here to play World of Freaking Warcraft. Mm-hmm. The detriment of everything else. Right. Anyway. That's what we do between the breaks, incidentally, to answer the previous question. We just argue. It's great. Anyway, I've been Archange UK, this has been Radio Redux, and I will see you next week, perhaps without a co-host! You're so failed. I'll see you guys next week.